Over 100 family members, constituents, and lobbyists wrote letters on behalf of the disgraced former Assembly Speaker. Silver himself even apologized in a letter, and his lawyers begged for mercy. Despite that, the judge sentenced Silver to a dozen years in federal prison and ordered that he pay back $5 million he gained from illegal kickback schemes, as well as a $1.75 million fine. Silver will be allowed to keep his public pension, along with an apartment and a house in the Catskills. The former speaker was convicted late last year on multiple felony charges for engineering schemes involving a real estate company, a tax firm, and even a Columbia University doctor who recommended cancer cases to Silver's law firm and that netted the former speaker $4 million. Prosecuting attorneys said Silver exploited his position of power to illegally gain the funds, and in the days leading up to the sentencing, they revealed that the former legislative leader had two affairs, one with his former communications director, now a prominent lobbyist, and a former assemblywoman, who they say gained financially from the arrangement with Silver. Dick Dady, with the reform group Citizens Union, who waited outside the courthouse to hear the sentence, says it's a fair punishment.
A strong and appropriate sentence that says how serious the crimes were that he committed against the public trust, that the judge has taken away all of his financial gains that he made during this corruption act and sentenced him to 12 years is an indication of how serious the court system is taking corruption in Albany.
U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, who brought the case, tweeted that the stiff sentence is a just and fitting end to Sheldon Silver's long career of corruption. Moments before the former speaker was sentenced, his successor in the assembly, Alice Cantsell, who won a special election last month, was being seated for the first time.
Please join me now in welcoming Alice Cantsell to our chambers.
Silver's successor as Assembly Speaker, Carl Hastie, says it's a sign that the Assembly is moving on from a low point.
It's the ending of a, you know, sad chapter in the Assembly's, during the Assembly, and we have to, get on with life. We still have work to do before the end of session, and that's what we're going to concentrate on.
A Siena College poll released Tuesday shows that 97% of the public would like that work to include ethics reform to reduce the frequent incidents of corruption among state lawmakers. Some of the ideas, stripping pensions from lawmakers who are convicted felons, limiting outside income for lawmakers, and closing campaign finance loopholes. Speaker Hastie says he's not sure, though, that changing the rules can prevent bad actors from doing wrong.
You always want to promote transparency and things like that, and giving the public the full confidence that people are doing the right thing. But whether things are deterrent or not, I'm just not sure how that works. We just want to make sure that we get the public back the confidence in the government that they deserve.
Silver is the first of two former legislative leaders this month to face a judge for sentencing. Former Senate leader Dean Skelos and his son will be sentenced in the same federal courtroom on May 12th, also for conviction on multiple corruption charges. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.